But they're submitting these bids all the time.
Just cut to the chase. Who do y'all want to use?
Either way, I mean, like I say, the houses, they ain't having trouble with the houses we got. Houses that we looked at over there were nice. Your house is Bob's, so, but it's older. I mean, I don't think you can really go wrong with any of them.
No.
So y'all just don't want to use Addison's building?
No, I just was asking. I was asking on this because there are things that are missing in this that are on the RFQ. And I didn't know if we'd get in trouble accepting it, using that without all the stuff in the RFQ.
Like, we're like not saying that he doesn't have all that stuff or that the quality of his work is bad or anything like that. It's just,
it's like bad.
He get asked to fill out the paperwork.
Additional information or whatever.
It makes it,
and it's
it
that almost, deal right there. This deal right here.
We didn't have any problems last time.
I'm not saying we did.
This was Ms. McLaren on the additional deal at the end. Which one is and that? I don't know what. That wasn't it. Then.
Do you like his dress?
It's up to y'all. I'm happy to talk if you want me to.
It's all, I mean, all that is a formal or whatever, but it's in.
I mean, because the other guys had an opportunity to have been here too.
Yeah, that is to be said, you know.
It does
like
say
the other,
we didn't have him there.
Yeah, the other companies could have come to the meeting to represent themselves. He did that.
Not what I'm getting at.
You want to make sure we don't have any legal ramifications, correct?
Yes, because my understanding in this, you put in there that you want this, this, and this, and this.
Absolutely.
And then it's not in there. That's all I'm saying. I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't care if everybody, if Addison's what we're going to do, that's fine. I'm for that. But all I'm meaning is, on this RFQ, if that's what's required, you know, I mean, that's, it's got a resume references, but those other deals are not in there. And to me, that's more of a legal side of things.
Absolutely.
Than the references in that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the workman's comp deal, and it might, I looked at it, but it was.
Well, that's the whole point of the RFQ, is to be,
the qualifications. And I'm not saying qualified to build the house.
Qualified.
That's not.
And you got the required stuff.
Yes, I would.
Honestly, I mean, I looked at the RFQ, initially. It's the same RFQ that we did 2 years ago, so I didn't read through it. That is the exact same paperwork with a new number that I submitted last year that we had no issue with. As far as the price, last year the number that was on that was the exact number that I was paid to do the building. They're exactly the same. So I've done four of them. They're not complicated. Anybody with a building background can build those houses. If you choose one of those other guys, that's perfectly fine. I'm sure they'll do good work. Every single dollar will leave Dawson County.
Exactly.
I support this school. I donate money anytime somebody asks me to. And I know that's not on your qualifications, but I'm also the highest rated member. So.
Well, that's what I've said it once, I'll say it again. If that's who we're going to use, that's fine. My whole deal is on this RFQ. I don't know what, if there's anything to come back on that. That's why I was asking.
I don't
you.
Know either, to tell you the truth,
Kay.
Cody.
I mean, that's all I was saying. I mean, because that was my whole deal. Other than that, I'm good with whatever.
I mean, and I will say that the last time that Mr. Addison did build for us, he was the only one that sent anything in.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else did. So.
But the issue could be like if it ends in a tie, yeah, we have to start all over again. And we don't have to do that. We don't want to do that. So
would it be one of those deals where you could table this and have a special meeting once we find out if that could, what he was talking about, could get us in trouble legal-wise?
Well, I, 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 I don't think it would get us in trouble legal-wise. I think it would be something that they would say, you did that wrong, and you're going to have to do it all over again.
You have to start over either right. way, one way. Who would you pick if you, Steve, what's your recommendation?
If it was me, I'm kind of OCD. I want all the houses to look the same.
I agree with that too.
I mean, that's just me. I mean, and I know my house and Dalton's house does not look like the other four that are there. But, I mean, I've dealt with Bob's Custom Homes and I've dealt with Addison Custom Builders. When I've called either one of them, when I have problems, they both were out here to work on it. The Hymans, I don't have any. I only had that one bad experience, and you know, and that might have been because of my fault, you know. So I know Leandro over at Grady thinks highly of them, and so.
That what you said on the deal, like if y'all didn't do that right, that's all I was meaning on it. If they,
right, I know where you're coming from. I really do.
Yeah, I really do. Mean, sometimes the little deals that are not that big a deal can be
well.
I mean, especially when you're dealing with government stuff. And,
these guys are coming out of Lubbock too. And they're building like crazy in Lubbock. And I understand where you're coming from, I really do. I don't want to have to do it over again, but if we have to.
I mean, that was kind of my deal on the if you do it and the RFQ isn't right. That was my whole deal on the RFQ.
Right.
Is if you do it and then it's not done right, and then you start all over, whatever. But
I mean,
I'm not.
I don't. That's what you pay me for, is to do crap. I'm not crap. Do stuff like this. I mean, so I don't have a problem with doing it over and making sure we're comparing apples to apples. I don't have a problem with that. I know we want to get it done as soon as possible. I couldn't do anything until after Christmas. You know, it'd be January before I could start doing some stuff, because I'm telling you now, I'm taking some time off. I mean, my wife's got heart problems, and I'm after what happened to David Bax's wife. You know, I'm sorry, she's number one for me right now. Yeah. So okay. It'd be after Christmas. But if that's what y'all want to do. I still think this gentleman over here is the best one to do it, because like you said, the money's going to stay right here. And if that's the hang up, then let's do it, redo it, and get Mr. Addison to put the stuff in, and I'll contact these other ones and tell them that we tabled it, and we're going to do it over again. Or with a 3-3 tie. And,
I mean, I don't have a problem with him.
Oh, it's I know not, you don't have a problem. I understand what you're saying, Cody. I really do. It's not. You don't have a problem with him doing it. It's just don't want to get us in trouble. And I appreciate that. I don't want to get us in trouble either.
What if we went ahead and vote and then some of them raised ruckus and we'd have to start all over anyway?
Well, that's my.
So we might as well vote anyway. And then when you call them and if they cause the trouble, then we'd have to start over anyway.
I thought you were pointing at him.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I see what you're saying. So.
I'm good with whatever.
And yeah.
Well, I don't want to do something and then get his hopes all up and everything, and then we're going to have to do it all over again. I mean, I'd rather just go ahead and do it over again. You know what I'm saying?
Or we try it and see what happens.
Yeah. You'll know tomorrow.
I mean, we can do it. That's fine too. I don't have a problem with that. And I'll take the, I'll take the chewing from TA, but I'm not gonna do that, so. I mean, hopefully that won't happen, but we can do that.
So you're saying we're gonna take no action? Is that what y'all recommend?
No, he's saying we'll go ahead and vote.
And then if,
what happens,
some of these guys say something and we'll talk over it.
Because, but you asked me who I would, if it was me, who I'd vote for. Like I say, I'm one of those that I like doing stuff local.
I don't disagree with that.
I know y'all don't. I know you don't. But that's what, you asked me my opinion and that's what I think.
So, I mean, personally, I don't have a good reason not to use what we did last time, just get Addison to build it, too, honestly. But that's my opinion, so.
So if that's the way you want to go, somebody needs to make a motion and a second.
I make a motion.
Jess made the motion to use Addison?
Yes.
I'll second. All in favor? None opposed.
I'll get a contract to you as soon as possible.
Let y'all discuss the CNA on your own. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Appreciate
thank you, Jordan.
You come, you got to stay for the whole deal, CNA.
I'd like to know what you got. I enjoyed the first part.
There's some papers that I gave you. See if I can find those. Yes. One is an email from Ms. Thurwanger. Another one looks like this, the report on potential CNA and PPP program.
I'm sorry, I'm spreading further and further out.
Ms. Thurwanger and Ms. Coach Cruz spent a lot of time going over some of this stuff, and I think this is my opinion. You know, we talked about getting a school nurse, which everybody was for that, and then we talked about having that CNA program, and everybody thought that was a great idea, which I think it's a good idea too. But that CNA program there's a lot more to it than what we thought. You know, SANS is doing it, but SANS is doing it through Howard College. And really, the only thing SANS has to do with it is that they give those kids time off to go over there. And that's the only thing SANS has to do with. SANS doesn't even have a school nurse. So you have to have a minimum of six to do that in your school. I think we got the cart before the horse, because I think what we really need to start first is by polling some kids or doing a survey to see if there's any kids that even want to do it. Because from what I understand is when they do this, they're going to lose a lot of electives.
I don't think so.
This is coming from SANS. This is coming from SANS. And they only do it every other year. I'm telling you, I'm not against it. I'm really not against it. I just think we need to find out if we got kids and parents that are interested in their kids doing it before we do anything else.
I mean, that second paragraph on the second page, that middle, look at that. I mean, so, you're going to lose. It's a four-year
program. Where
are
you at, Kelly? Where are you at?
On the second page right here. Look how much.
On the pages that are stapled.
Oh, okay.
The pages, it's going to limit their ability to participate in their electives like ag, athletics, journalism, ACT prep, living skills, fine arts, dual credits.
Answering
that
questions.
That takes, you know, That takes a lot. I mean, we don't have that many kids. Well, I mean, all our kids are...
Let's get the CNA. Now, there is another deal called the PCT, which I never heard of before.
Well, it kind of looks more user-friendly.
Yeah.
Did Tana elaborate and tell how that would happen, how they would lose time on those electives?
So,
well, because they have to do their clinicals.
So I talked with Tana as well, and it's 5 days they got to go on the second semester is all. They do it over a 2.5-week period, Tuesdays and Thursdays. And they have it fixed to where they do the clinicals from 6 to 2 so that all the kids are able to get back for athletics.
Yeah, it says that right there, yeah.
And by talking with their board members, and they said, no, we just make it work, and it's not that invasive.
Right.
It's one class period a day. They have the nurse comes in and teaches a class every day.
Well,
for
see,
the
I was
semester.
Told that they have to go there.
No, they had to buy the dummy and the bed and the table and whatnot, and so they teach the class on site 3 days a week for one class period through the fall semester, and then in the first half of the spring semester, if I understood right. And then the actual clinicals is only 5 days. They do it over 5 days,
mm-hmm.
over a 2.5-week period. Because, I mean, Tana's daughter's in it, and she still participates in everything. But they offer it only to juniors and seniors every other year so that they gather up the 6 kids to make the class. And that's the only, that one time every 2 years is all they...
Well, say that again, Nate.
So they every... Get- They do the juniors and seniors
right.
every other year. So every class gets an opportunity to do it, but they're only offered. You might take it as a junior instead of a senior. But I don't think it's that as invasive as it sounds.
Well, like I say,
I'm
just going by what, you know, they visited with Tana, and from what I understand is you have to go to Howard College in Big Springs because this place down here doesn't do anything.
Just for the 5 clinical days.
And
And I talked to Leandro at Grady, and he told us about the same thing. That
they do it too?
They do it too.
But they have a nurse, don't they?
I think they have a nurse that teaches it, but they partner with Howard, and they go...
For the clinicals.
They said it was 4 or 5 days that they had to go to do their clinicals, and they just make it work with their schedule, I just don't see.
Is that easier said? Okay, I've like been stewing on this, trying to do some research too. I've even like written out a list of questions so I could articulate it. I'd be happy to pass those out to y'all. But
seriously, a bunch of questions.
Well, yeah, that's like, I don't want to put the cart before the horse, like you said. Like, I want to make sure we're setting our school up for like the best possible thing. Is this the only healthcare option? Because the PC, I mean, a phlebotomist, that's like immediate job security, you know? Like, so the PCT thing might be a better fit for Klondike. And do we have to rearrange the master schedule for a few? Or how will that seamlessly transition for the whole? Because right now I know our schedule is pretty intentional. So would it count as like a dual credit, a core credit? Like,
I think it is a dual credit.
Yeah, so that's credit. These are just some of the questions I feel like I wanted to...
I don't know about that.
You know? Like, is it the only healthcare option?
I'm just of the opinion that, you know, all our neighboring schools are doing this. Why aren't we? And how can they all make it work, but we can't? And I think that if anything we can do for these kids to give them tools to either work their way through college or start a career early
100%.
In college is something that we need to be working towards and not against.
I agree with all of that you said, and I wrote it out on my printout.
But talking with Grady and Sands, board members and their superintendent, like they just have the mindset that we're going to make this work, and they have. And the clinical part of it that keeps coming up, both of them said it was just a few days in the spring. Oh, and they do it over a couple of weeks. And then they have the rest of the semester pretty much as off after they do that. And if everybody else can do it, I don't see any reason why we can't. And anything we can do to, for these kids, I think we need to do.
And that's what I'm agree, because, but like, what does that actually look like? What, how do we do this? Do we have the facility? Because I know we're short on classrooms. Do we need to look into building extra classrooms? I mean, is that something on our construction? Because you can't just teach a medical class in a closet. You know, because I am all for, like, I want everything for these kids. I want them to learn how to weld. I want them to learn how to build a birdhouse for their mom for Christmas and shop. I want every kid to be able to do one act if they want it. But there's, like, logistics we have to, like, make sure we can hammer out for these kids, because if you just do it, then you half-ass it, and then they don't get the full benefit.
I agree, and so, that's why I think we need to start today and do this, and just
looks like
say we're going to do it.
We're going to use our e-sport lab.
Well, are we sure we have 6 students willing to commit to this for 4 years?
It's not a four, it's just a 1 year deal. This is a lot more intense than
this
Grady and
Page,
but
here has 4 years.
I think there are different deals that they can do though.
According to Sand and Grady, it's not.
So this is not correct information?
I'm not saying it isn't. But talking to them, this is not what they are doing, to my knowledge.
This says we have to have 6 juniors or seniors and must be willing to commit to a 4-year program.
4 years. Take one course each year.
That whenever Grady guy was talking, it was a year. They did it for a year.
Yeah, it's like an elective for the juniors and seniors.
Like
they pull those 2 classes
deal.
And they do it one in 1 year. I'm not saying, I don't know where this is. I'm not saying it's inaccurate information. I don't know. I'm just telling you what I've learned talking to other schools that are participating in this. And this is not what was.
Well, I feel like maybe O'Donnell might do the PCT. Or am I making that up?
I think they're doing a CNA as well.
I don't know. But the
Because Zandy Ferguson, I believe, is the one that's teaching that. I may be wrong. I don't know.
Can I ask you why it has to be CNA? Like, why aren't we even considering the PCT? Like, why does it have to be one or the other? Why don't we, you know what I don't know.
I didn't even know what
I don't
PCT
even know what
was.
PCT is. I'm just
that's my point. Like, that's a
air technician.
No, I know. I know now. But
yeah,
before
I don't
that,
know either.
I did
but
not know before.
The, I mean, just, right here, it's like talking about
flexible.
It might be more feasible for our school
than a CNA.
And I'm not saying, I think you will, the healthcare industry is like.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, and I personally rely on healthcare professionals. So, I mean, if we could even figure out how to do scholarships for them, I mean, I.
So I believe it was Sands was talking. They have kids that are not even planning on going to, could have been great, I forget. Not even going into that, like, don't want not to go to be a nurse or something,
physical
but
therapist and all
physical
that,
therapist or EMTs or all kinds of stuff. You're just getting a base on some of the main
exactly.
stuff,
and
have good paying job out of high school.
They pay for it out of pocket?
That's what Grady said. They had kids that weren't planning to be nurses. But they were paying for college with a good job.
$741. Yeah.
Well, you can go to Howard in the summer and get pay that, and I think in 7
okay.
weeks.
Okay, that's what I was trying to understand. Like,
Well, I agree with you, Justin. We need to provide
we need some trade options, for sure.
I'm just going by the information that's provided to me, and I'm like, yeah, I don't want to get the cart before the horse here.
I don't think it should be. Like, I think there's ways to do it where it's a 1-year program.
4-year deal, the way I understood the other ones was it was a 1-year deal, but they might can take it.
For
if they
years.
Wanted to, they might can take it for more than 1, but it isn't like a 4-year program,
Sand said, I talked to Jody Howard and said they did it every other year so that they were pretty sure out of those 2 classes they could get 6 kids to sign up for it. And said so far they've had 6, I mean, they've mm-hmm. had plenty. Same with Grady, I think Grady said they limited theirs to 10 kids. Mm-hmm. They're only going to let 10 kids take it. said they always have enough to make it work. I think Grady does it every year.
Well, this is, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say this deal here, comparison report to CNA and the PCT, says that the PCT program encompasses all CNA contents while offering significant operational flexibility and an expanded skill set, which is EKG and phlebotomy. So,
but if
and are the instructor requirements different between the PCT and the CNA instructor? Because, you know, that's gonna.
And maybe we want to do the same as they are and partner with Howard and let them come teach it. Give them a place, a classroom, and let them come teach it.
Well, see, I was told that Howard doesn't come to the school. The kids go to Howard. That's what I was told.
I thought it's Grady. They come to Grady like this.
Yeah, they do. So, yeah.
But then they have to go, for their clinicals, they have to take them to Big Spring. Okay. Wherever, like a clinic or whatever.
Yeah, I feel like if it was as restrictive as this is saying, I don't think all the high schools around us would be doing it. But right now, we're the only ones that aren't, really.
So this says the program director must have a minimum of 1 year of long-term care experience. Does that mean we'd have to hire somebody that meets those qualifications?
A nurse.
Yeah, a nurse. Year.
That has a year of long-term care.
That's worked in a nursing home.
Worked in a
facility of some sort.
Nursing home.
Do we have anyone that has applied for a nursing?
We only had one apply for a nurse, the job, and that was, what was her first name? Emily Arizmendez.
And she probably does not have a year, I'm assuming.
I know Brittany Brandt is a RN.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't know what she wants to do. So
does she have a year in long-term care?
She's
an RN.
More than that.
Okay, but it still says, if I understood right, that they still have to have a year of long-term care.
I think that's part of the, because I know my sister's an RN, and I know that she spent a year at LVN or whatever in a nursing home.
So that's part of the schooling, okay.
How do you feel, like how many kids right now are in ag, I guess, or are not in ag, which would be considered one of our electives? How many kids don't participate?
I have no idea. I mean, the biggest thing that gets me is in this email here is, you know, they're going from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. for 2 weeks.
5 days over 2.5 weeks.
Right, but trying to explain that to Ms. Clark, I mean.
In the spring, you know, when they're already gone all the time.
I mean,
I visited with one of the board members over there at Sands, and they said they wouldn't have done it if they were going to make a kid choose between any of their electives or ag or sports or anything. Said they would not have done it if they were going to have to force a kid to choose.
For sure.
And said they just, they have made it work, and part of that was figuring out a schedule so that, yeah, there's a few days they're going to be missing school in the spring, and you know, they're responsible for making that work up, but they make sure to get them back in time for athletics practice. You know, now it may interfere those 5 days on ag practice or something, but you know, if that's there's ways to make it work, and I just don't see any reason.
I just first of all, I want y'all to know I'm all for this. I think,
yeah,
I'm all for it. I just want it seems like we have a lot of different facts and everything. And I think it would behoove us, you like that word?
Mm-hmm.
Behoove us to maybe get Howard College over here.
Yeah.
And get them to talk to us before we do it.
January or February.
I think that would be
the best thing.
And find out, see how we can make the schedule work. Like, what does this look like?
And then find out if we even have students interested in it.
I don't think but we have go to ahead, decide
go ahead. We could survey the kids and find out. But we could also just go ahead and get Howard College to come over here and talk to us about it. In case it ever did, you know, if we do have enough kids that are interested in, and let,
they might work some cosmetology too. I don't know.
Might as well hear it from the horse's mouth. You know, I mean, let them tell us.
I mean, yeah, I mean,
y'all hear things, we hear things. You know, it's just all.
Get the exact.
I feel like I'm in a bowl of soup right now. I just don't know. I think, you know,
because I thought that Grady did theirs like after lunch and had them back before.
And they might have done it more days, like, but the had opposite, them had them
like they weren't doing it in the afternoon. They yeah. did it like 1 o'clock to 3 or something, and had them back for after school stuff.
Well, let me
but
do
they
that.
Had to drive to Big Spring, right?
But it's once a week or twice a week or something. It wasn't every day,
and it's like, not. I think
it's for their clinicals.
I think right. they're going to Big Spring, but. They said that Howard College, it's not at Howard College. They have to go to a nursing home. And they make him do it in La Mesa. And the Howard.
See, that's the thing. I heard they couldn't do it in La Mesa because the lady that does it is in Big Spring, so they had to go to Big Spring.
Well, she coordinates what nursing home they're going to.
Yeah, in Big Spring.
And so maybe you're right.
I mean, that's what I'm getting at. We hear different things and everything. We just need to hear from Howard College.
I mean, it would be more convenient for them to do it in La Mesa.
Exactly.
But she may have to physically be on site. I don't know. But, she may not be willing to go.
From what my understanding was, she comes here because Sands bought all the stuff and had to provide a classroom for her
to teach it.
And then, so they're only out of class period, two or three days a week. And then in the spring, they are, it's when they do their clinicals, but they had to go 5 times over a 2.5-week period. And so it's like Tuesday and Thursday 1 week, Tuesday and Thursday the next, and the Tuesday, and then they're done. And then and he said it's about midway through second semester, so mid-spring. And then after that, you know, they're done. And that class period they had is... It's a study hall, or you know, there's nothing going on.
If y'all would let me call Howard College and see if I can get her or whoever it is
come
visit with y'all at our next board meeting. Which the next board meeting is my evaluation, which hopefully won't take too long. But bring her in here and let her or him, her, whatever it is, let them talk to us, and just give us the facts, and then we'll know exactly.
And maybe some of the families that are interested might could come
exactly.
in here.
That's a good point, too.
Give
parents.
Yeah.
I'm all in, I just think we need to make this work. Everybody else can. There's no reason we can't.
Oh, I'm all for it. I just want to do it right.
Yeah, do it right for their sake.
I just want to press the subject. I'm not going to back off. I think this is something important.
But I'm also interested in the PCT, too, because just because the other schools haven't looked into the patient care technician, because I know, like in the hospital, I think you're always going to need somebody to do EKG or phlebotomist. You know, like it's another really excellent trade.
And a good phlebotomist.
Yeah, that can get those veins.
You don't want a bad one of those.
It almost kind of sounds like that one's better. Yeah, I'm like super intrigued. No, I know it. You know,
I'm not a very good
all the trades. In my opinion, absolutely.
I don't know anything.
Absolutely.
But in my opinion,
no, I'm with
it
you on
like
that because they deserve it. They deserve
the
to be able to, because not all kids, they
like
want to go into a trade.
And
we need to support that and let them know that is just as awesome as college.
So I was talking to a guy from Grady, and he said they had 2 or 3 kids that were going to college for something completely not medical related.
But
they were able to pay for their college where otherwise they wouldn't be able to.
But it really does look like
that. Because they can go get a job working nuts at a nursing home. Work their way through college.
I mean, I've got a sister and a brother-in-law and 2 nephews.
Because you get all same age.
Yeah,
so I'm all for it.
So what are you wanting to do?
I think we just take no action.
You just table it.
Let's table it till next meeting.
Till you get someone to come talk to us.
Yeah, you can just get
no action. It dies. Let's. Table it for till next
meeting. If we can get scheduled for more information before the next
I was going to say,
because we've got the holidays and all coming up. I don't know.
I mean, I'll try to get a hold of them tomorrow.
Well, they may be already out of school. They may not.
We might have to table it again.
I'd rather keep it on the docket.
That's fine.
For sure.
That's fine.
I'll make a motion to table it.
Got a motion to table this and.
Do we have to have a motion or you don't do anything?
Yes, you've got to have a motion to table it in the majority vote, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's just.
Yeah, because if you just dive before.
Made the motion and Kyle seconded. All in favor of tabling number 13? None opposed.
Okay, one other thing before we, was that the last thing?
Yes.
It was, wasn't it?
Yes.
We have a lady that's one of our janitors, Maria Gonzalez. I hired her here. She's been working for us for about 2 or 3 months now, and she.
Since probably September, October.
She asked me if she could move into one of these houses out here because she lives like 7 miles the other side of La Mesa. Ooh. And it's taken a lot of her gas to drive back and forth. She's a hard worker. She doesn't ask for a lot. I never heard her complain. The most I've heard her talk was when I interviewed her, but she just goes about and does a job and goes on. But I told her I would visit with y'all with the understanding that if we had to have that house for somebody later on in the year, you know, I mean, on down the road, then we would we'd have to take it from her. So.
Which house are you?
There's only one house available?
No, there's two houses on this first row over here. Mm-hmm. I'd put her in one of the smallest ones of the two.
Did it need some work before putting her in it?
I think the one that the old girls basketball coach used to live in.
Coach Todd.
I think that's probably the smallest one, and it's in good shape.
Okay.
So if y'all don't mind, I would like to tell her. I feel sorry for her. She's. And no, I think. Speaking of that, I did let y'all know about Abel and Sylvia's son passed away. Okay.
Yeah, well, how's she doing?
She seems to be doing okay. She came back to work last Thursday. Gosh, I think it was.
I wouldn't
came back
be able
to work
to do that.
And, she seems to be doing okay. So. But you know, y'all got that text about our chapter conducting getting 7th in state. You know, we was hoping for better, but you know, and one of them can hardly talk.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't help any. Mm-hmm. So, but and our girls are in the Brownfield tournament, and they beat, who did they play today? They beat?
I saw it, Tahoka.
Tahoka, yeah. Beat Tahoka, and they're playing the winner of Fort Stockton.
Oh, nice.
And Brownfield. No, Fort Stockton and, I remember, tomorrow. I don't know what that game is. But I think they've only lost one game. And that was to Slackwell in the
Ira tournament.
And so.
So they're on the roll.
Yeah.
Good for them.
You need to go watch Haley Ike play basketball.
I watched her three-pointer
on
the video.
Oh, yeah.
She is hilarious. Never played basketball. I played, I think she played little dribblers, and that was it. But she is watching her. And she made a three-pointer the other day.
And she just jumped.
Oh, my God.
And everybody was celebrating with her. That's
oh,
what
yeah,
told.
No, it was.
That's like
oh,
what
yeah.
you love to see, just somebody having fun playing and not taking it, you
in.
Know?
That was cool.
Well, I have nothing else. Oh, I do too. I have one other thing. I did have a gentleman. I contacted him, and he came by today. I don't know if y'all noticed the front of our parking lot out here, the front of the school, looks like the San Andreas fault with all the cracks and everything. I just was kind of interested in what it would cost to fix that, and he gave me a quote. I mean, nothing we have to look. I mean, I just want y'all. Everybody got one?
Mm-hmm.
This is what he gave us, or gave me.
How much of a space is it?
It's from down there.
Okay,
by
that
the
whole
gym, all the way down.
Oh, the whole parking lot.
The whole parking lot.
We just had some done today.
And And then also striping it too. But,
I think those teachers would like some covered parking.
No, we're not doing that.
Like what?
Covered parking.
We'd have already beat that horse.
I know, I was just messing with you.
I'd have fights over that. She got my parking spot.
You think this is ballpark or what it? I can't remember if we've had it done before.
We've had it done before, but it was years and years ago. Me and Evaristo were out there talking about it, and it was before Mr. Nance passed away.
So we're long overdue.
So where did this fella come? He just came.
Here's his card right here.
He just came driving by.
Yeah, well, somebody.
Those asphalt people are worse than.
Told him that.
Yeah, but you never know about.
We needed asphalt.
Yeah, said something about it and sent him out this way.
Yes, they did our, that got us. And
well,
then
Carter was talking about that. Carter was out there with us. He goes, yeah, I was in San Angelo living out there, you know, and this guy comes by and goes, ah, man, I got some of this stuff right here, you know.
Gotta use it before it gets cold.
It's gonna, you know, $1,400, you know, and he said he did it. He goes, it looked great for a week.
Yeah.
And it was terrible.
I'm afraid we waste a lot of money
today.
I'll
tell you how you do it. Like,
yeah, they fly by that bunch.
That one did that. I said, yeah, you can do it. He said, all right, it'll be. I said, oh, you just said you need to get rid of it.
Yeah.
I paid you for it. You said you was in a bind. I was going to help you out by giving you a spot to
give you a place.
And then they
put it. Yeah.
I tell you not to.
Killed out.
But that's not the guy who was obnoxious today or yesterday.
I mean, there's other companies that do it. This guy just happened to, I don't know if he was riding around and came out here or somebody told him, you know, from in town or something, said, you need to go buy a Klondike.
That's soliciting, though.
You know, so he gave us a quote. So I told him I'd bring it to y'all. Like I say, and I told him, I said, y'all not going to take any action on it. I just want to give them an idea what, you know. I said, when we do this, we're going to have to get more than one.
Yeah,
thing, so.
We're gonna have to wait until we make sure they gotta get
y'all
rid of
look
it.
At getting done
when it's hot.
What's that? I just walked back.
Resealing the parking lots.
It's just the one out front.
Yeah, the one.
That's
out
the only
front.
One that needs it.
The whole front.
Figure might wait till we see how bad that.
Martin County's getting.
I know. I'm starting to get buyer's remorse.
And that'll probably be summertime anyway, when there's not anybody around.
Yeah, he'd have to do it then because he couldn't do it during school.
I like that Martin County deal is a good thing.
They deserve it.
Is this something that might go up in price?
Between
now and
everything else,
everything's going to go up in price.
Fix this safe.
Mm-hmm. Everything but cotton.
Everything, you got that
out. Please get y'all some Christmas cups.
Oh, I was wondering what those were.
Yeah, just a little. Ho, 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 holiday fun.
Okay. There's one other deal that I'd like to ask about in closed session. Okay. If that's all right. I don't know.
That's fine.
Let me go.
When are you going, Clark?
Wait a minute. He has to announce it.
Oh.
Okay, we'll go to closed session at 8:49 p.m.
Okay.
Now
you need to say 9:03 will come out of closed session.
Oh.
Is it on?
Yes.
Time is 9:03. I'm going to bring us out of closed session. Thank you.
Move we adjourn.
Yeah. Who made the motion to adjourn? Justin made the motion to adjourn. Kyle seconded it. All in favor of adjourning?
Merry Christmas.
None opposed.
Merry Christmas.
Y'all
have a great Christmas.
Yes. Love my 3-week Christmas.
Nice New Year's. Hello.